Adnan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello. Adnan, is it you? Did
hello,
I get your
you
name
me?
Right? Yeah, we got you.
All right. So I just wanted to talk and tell the senator that I am very thankful to him for introducing the bill to remove the per country cap for employment-based green cards. This is with regards to immigration. I think it's a very common sense bill. And it helps American workers as well as prevents the exploitation of immigrants. So I just wanted to thank him because I think this is a very common sense solution and definitely has bipartisan, should have bipartisan support, from in Congress as well as in the Senate. The question that I have for the senator is what will it take to actually move the bill in the Senate? Just because I think it's, just a very common sense solution. Thank you.
Adnan, thank you for raising this issue. This is an important topic. I like the fact that this is getting some attention. We have these arbitrary per-country caps in place when it comes to employer-based green cards, and they don't make any sense. You know, this is our sort of Elvis Presley-era immigration code shining through. We need a more modern immigration system, one that reflects modern economic realities and one that is going to be more capable of helping us bring in people who want to come to this country, who would make wonderful immigrants, and this would give us a good chance to do it. Really, what we need, Adnan, is to get more people talking about it, because right now it's hard to bring it up because most people don't know what I'm talking about. The good news is I find very, very few people in the Senate who, once they understand the issue, are affirmatively opposed to it. The hard part is that it tends to get drowned out by other issues. So please tell your friends, your neighbors, anyone willing to listen, that this issue needs attention. And you've got my commitment, Adnan. I'm going to keep pushing this.
This is going to merit-based, based on the individual, rather than some kind of fair distribution among nations? Is
exactly.
That the bottom line?
Right. Rather than an arbitrary per-country cap that really results in some unfairness in some people from certain countries having to wait on a list for a really long time.